Fracture prints your digital photos directly onto glass, making your favorite moments come alive in vivid color. Hand-assembled in the USA, Fracture glass prints are a unique and beautiful way to display and share your favorite moments. Simply upload your photo at fractureme.com, select your size, and your glass print will be shipped to you, ready to hang with just one screw. Use code POD15 to get 15% off your order today. That's code POD15 at fractureme.com.
All right. It is the third and final hour of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. My name is Drew. John Justice enjoying his summer vacation this week. He will be back on Monday. We've got a Friday roundtable in the studio. State Representative Eric Lucero making his Friday roundtable debut.
Happy Friday.
Thank you for coming in. Law Extraordinary Jeff O'Brien.
Good to be back.
Providing in-house counsel and all sorts of expertise. And, of course, pushing our buttons and answering your phone calls at 651-989-5855. Someone who absolutely does not subscribe to Hunter Biden's Pornhub channel, Samantha Sansevier.
But Drew does. What's up?
You can't do that. That was my joke.
Why can't I do that?
It was my joke. I did that, but whatever.
That is no joking matter.
These
Drew.
Three people
He's
will
disgusting.
Be. These three fellows and Sam, two fellows and Sam, will be playing the Friday news quiz coming up in about 40 minutes or so from now. So you've got plenty of time to make your prediction as to who you think will win. Everybody who makes the correct prediction will be entered into a drawing for a $100 gift card to Twin Cities Cannabis.
It's going to be me. I almost said the
it's
May thing.
It's always you.
May.
She is so cringy. She's just like the queen of cringe.
Oh, yeah.
She's the queen of rodeos and cringe.
You're welcome. I am the gift that keeps on giving.
Do you have a cringe sash?
I do not.
All right, we need to get you one.
I could order one, though.
Yeah, we're getting you one.
I could order an official queen of cringe sash.
Yeah, because it is official.
I know where you can get a hat.
Perfect. What would my title be? Cringy extraordinaire?
Queen of cringe.
We do have a lot of people who have predicted that Sam will win. Several of them have taken to calling you producer extraordinaire.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I think I'm. Don't I get to give out the extraordinaire titles now?
I think so.
You need to copyright
it's
that,
like
Jeff.
I think I did.
Jeff, you know, you help other people copyright things.
Actually,
you need
to
copyright
that. You know what? I can't get a trademark on it because they would reject it because it's just merely descriptive.
One of the recipients of the inaugural legislator extraordinaire, Eric Lucero, sitting here in studio wearing his hat.
Wearing the hat proudly, yes.
Yeah. You gonna wear it on the floor? Are you allowed to wear hats on the floor? Yeah, the house is kind of loose.
I've tried to wear some fedoras on the floor. And yeah. The speaker actually came up to me and she said, Eric, you know that I will call you out of order if you speak with that on.
Really?
So I have to take it off. Okay.
Why?
To speak.
Are they worried you're hiding something under your hat?
I think it's just a violation of decorum.
Yeah, they've got like dress code and decorum rules.
You should have come in the next day wearing 10 hats.
Which, well,
that's what I would have done.
So I did come in. It was the last day of session, I think, 1 or 2 years ago. I put several sport coats. No, it must have been COVID because the chamber was nearly empty. So I took I had about, I don't know, 5 sport coats with me because it was the last day of session. I wanted to change out some sport coats as I was talking. Mm-hmm. I had them on the different chairs. And then Ryan Winkler comes up and told Kurt Dowd, tell Rep Lucero to get those coats off the chairs because it's a violation of decorum.
Winkler is such a tool bag.
Winkler is a violation of decorum.
Yes. Seriously. A tool bag is exactly right. That is the best way to describe him.
Ew.
A racist tool bag.
You need to get a sport coat that lights up and says Winkler is a tool on the back, and you can just flash it on during
something. I love the idea.
For those that don't know, Representative Lucero has quite the reputation for being a snazzy dresser on the House floor. And you really stand out. Is that something you've always done? Have you always just gravitated towards the snazzier?
No, just quite the opposite. In fact, before getting into a public office, I am just a white t-shirt guy.
Right.
I just wear white t-shirts, whatever. So, but
like right now you're wearing a.
I wear my Doctor Who
absolutely. T-shirt.
What made you
respect?
What inspired you to become a snazzier dresser?
Well, since you're in the public eye, I figure, you know what? I'm not going to be the boring brown and grays, because that's what everybody wears. Let's do something that's a little bit more bold. And, yes, I don't think anybody else has worn glitter on the house floor.
Nice.
At least not intentionally.
Exactly.
Maybe after a late night, coming back from an outing, perhaps. But certainly not intentionally. Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this Hunter Biden story. I'm going to switch over to an article from The Federalist. The last article I was reading was from the Seattle Times, and it's describing how the White House is, quote, grappling with the ethics around Hunter Biden and his new art career. And the Federalists, they write, the following is a transcript. On January 23rd, 2019, around 7:30 p.m., Hunter Biden sent a text message to his 25-year-old daughter, Naomi. I love all of you, he wrote, but I don't receive any respect. And that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. That is what Hunter Biden was texting to his daughter on January of 2019. We know this because the Daily Mail published screenshots of these messages that were reportedly recovered from Hunter's infamous laptop. That laptop, like his memoir, continues fleshing out a tragic picture of addiction and dysfunction. Importantly, however, the addiction and dysfunction are the public's problem too, given that Hunter was wrapped up in an influence-peddling operation in which he traded on his father's name to carry out lucrative business deals. This makes the sad work of reading his personal correspondence crucial, given that his father is the president of the United States. And again, knowing that his father takes half of his money, gets half of these business dealings, this makes it more than just a renegade son out there, you know, trading on his last name. Mm-hmm. This is
complicit.
This is directly benefiting Joe Biden, directly benefiting the entire Biden family.
Exactly.
And all it is access. I mean, that's the only thing he has to offer. Importantly, however, the addiction and dysfunction are the public's problem, too. In this era of media corruption, there are two layers to nearly every story, the substance and the coverage. And that is there is no better example than the Hunter Biden saga and all of the things that he's gotten involved with. I mean, we all remember when Tony Bobulinski came out and shared these text messages with the public right before the election. Every media organization, every social media platform did everything in their power to suppress that story and make sure as few people as possible saw it. And those that did, it was framed as nothing but a wacky conspiracy theory.
Yes.
You don't need to pay attention to this. This is just dirty politics right before the election. Everything that came out back then has been verified, has been substantiated, and is true.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they still suppressed it. They still tried to keep it out of people's radar because they didn't want it to affect the election.
And there's no mea culpa from them either for doing that. You know, all of them admit that this was his laptop. The story was accurate, and there's no not even our bad. We shouldn't have suppressed those stories.
No,
I can't believe it. There actually was a day in this country when the media had integrity, when the media would actually do their job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been several decades now, and whether it be the media or social media, and there is an entire operation out there engineering to suppress information.
And the substance and the coverage is very important, especially you consider how much have we seen coverage of the indictment of the Trump organization CFO.
Yeah, for not reporting fringe benefits.
For not reporting fringe benefits, right? But if you looked at the headlines, and you know, most people just get their news from headlines these days, right? If you look at the headlines, you would think that, I mean, people are going to be frog marched off to jail. This is going right up to Donald Trump himself. He's going to be in federal prison. Hell, he might even go to Guantanamo for all of this. I mean, that's the severity of the tone of the mm-hmm. coverage that you get on all this. But not a peep, not a word about what's going on with Hunter Biden.
Exactly.
His father, by the way, is the sitting president currently.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Devine synthesized information from a handful of the laptop emails in a 4th of July column for the New York Post, which, don't forget, the New York Post actually had their Twitter account suspended.
Right.
Yep.
Like they kicked the New York Post off of the platform for reporting on this story. There's no direct evidence of such a wealth transfer on Hunter's laptop, she wrote, but what we do know is that while Joe was vice president, Hunter routinely paid at least some of his father's household expenses, including AT&T bills, around $190 a month. We know from an email on June 5th, 2010, with the subject JRB bills. to Hunter from a business partner at Rosemont Seneca that he was expected to foot hefty bills to Wilmington contractors for maintenance and upkeep of his father's palatial lakefront property. Added Divine noting that Joe's initials are JRB. The JRB bills referring to the bills that he has to pay for his father.
Yep. Yep.
Right? So all of the, so Joe Biden is getting direct benefits from the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden, who is only getting those business dealings because his father was a sitting vice president and is now the sitting president. Nobody on the left seems to have a problem with any of this. No, I mean, I get emails and tweets from, you know, detractors on this show all the time going, oh, Hunter did nothing wrong. Well, Hunter's fine. There's nothing here.
This gets back to our discussion earlier about Representative Thompson and the I'm a state representative, you know, and the Department of Public Safety, you know, reinstating his driving privileges. You know, the Democrats nationally, they didn't care who it was. They just wanted the presidency back.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted Donald Trump out, and they wanted that office for themselves. And they've literally have this guy. I mean, every other day, this whole thing of they won't. They're going to get mad at me. Who's they? Who's getting mad at you? Right? Yeah. And they've got, you know, and you've got. In the meantime, you got his family grifting, you know, with all sorts of, you know, plans and schemes. And his party, and we don't know who's making decisions. It's shocking.
And it's all right here.
And the media just whitewashes all over it.
It sits here in front of us, plain as day. And we don't have a media that will call it what it is. And you talk about the divides, you talk about the distrust, you talk about the lack of faith in our institutions. I mean, this is a big part of that, this type of behavior, not this story specifically, but this type of behavior, this gaslighting of, we can see plainly right in front of us that the Biden family is possibly the most corrupt political family in generations.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. Like if you pay attention and you read the articles, you know it, you see it, it's obvious. But then you watch your cable news, you watch your 6 o'clock evening newscast, you know, you watch Nora O'Donnell or Rachel Maddow or, you know, any of the Chris Hayes, and they tell you you're crazy for thinking this. They tell you that the people that are saying this, they're just crazy QAnon right wing nut conspiracy,
just trying to marginalize
whack jobs,
exactly.
Right?
And it's, we know that their integrity is gone. The media does not have integrity,
right?
They have sold it, and we've been discussing, those of us on the right, those of us who have critical thinking skills, you know, we say they are trying to engineer people's thought process, not just reporting the facts.
651-989-5855. Very pleased to hear from State Representative Peggy Scott. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Excellent.
Good to hear your voice this morning.
Thanks for calling in.
I just wanted to remind folks that I think for the last, I don't know, probably almost decade, the left, the DFL, have introduced a bill, and it goes along with elections law, that would require places like MCCL and all these organizations, it would require them to release their donor list and make that public. And, of course, we fought against that because, you know, we don't want those folks to be retaliated against, to be canceled, whatever. But here we have the exact opposite with what's happening with Hunter Biden. It's a big cover-up. And so they must understand, and I'm sure their reasoning for making all these names private and all the details of the transactions private is so that we protect the people that are buyers from, you know, retaliation or whatever the case may be. But, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, rules are for suckers and do as I say, not as I do. But the hypocrisy, once again, just reeks.
I'm glad you made that tie-in. That is a valuable and important tie-in when you talk about how the Democrats want complete and utter transparency for every political transaction. They want to know the donors to every political organization, to every candidate. They want their names. They want their address.
For one reason, to bully and go after their livelihoods.
Yes,
exactly. That's the single reason.
And then to have the White House help craft this agreement so that his son can sell art anonymously.
Well, you've got four Democrat attorneys general, going after this WinRed, this Republican fundraising operation.
Yep.
For activities that Act Blue also does.
Yep. 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 We'll get into that. State Representative Peggy Scott, thank you for calling in.
You bet. Have a great day.
Great to hear from you.
Bye bye.
Yeah, we'll get into that real quick. It's the recurring donations box, right?
Yes.
I got a problem with that. If you're going to do recurring donations, I think and this is not on WinRed or Act Blue. This is private companies as well. You know, you get a lot of these organizations that try to hide that little recurring button so you don't really see it, you know, and it works. A lot of people sign up for these things and they forget about them and they get these recurring donations showing up on their credit cards in perpetuity. I remember listening to one of my favorite radio hosts, this guy named Neil Bortz, who's now retired, and he started to do a podcast, and it was a $5 a month subscription, and he even talked openly about it on the podcast. He's like, you know, people sign up for these and they forget, right? And they don't realize, and it goes until basically your credit card expires, and that's when it ends, you know. And he because he was saying, like, the only way I ever lose subscriptions is by that. Like, what, in a $5 price point, people are never going to cancel that, even if they never listen to the podcast.
And so the attorney general's, you know, selectively enforcing when the identical activity on the other side, right, it results in people's continual erosion in what the left is also often screaming about is justice, right? How are we having fairness when there's this selective enforcement?
Yep.
And there's, again, when the instruments of government are weaponized, the confidence and the integrity of the entire system begins to fail.
Exactly. And once you lose the integrity and the confidence in one institution, it's like a domino effect. I mean, it just goes and it goes. And you get to a point where it's like the only possible fix you can see is to implode it all and start over. 651-989-5855. More on this, plus the Friday news quiz coming up.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, is there a way to make payday faster? And good news, everyone. Now, if your direct deposit is set up at Huntington, we'll make your paycheck available to you up to 2 days early and with no added cost to you. If you're wondering, why would a bank do that? We get it. But for us, it's about looking out for people. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at huntington.com/earlypay.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, we got one more segment before the Friday news quiz, and I got a little bit more of this Hunter Biden stuff that I want to share with you, but I've been hanging on to this story all morning, and I want to give an update. Remember the name Michael Avenatti?
Yes.
Yes, you remember.
The porn lawyer.
Creepy porn lawyer. He's the creepy porn lawyer.
It's the only reason I wanted to do the story. I missed the sounder. Avenatti! Formerly represented prostitute porn star Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against Donald Trump, was sentenced yesterday for attempting to extort $20 million from Nike. He will serve 2.5 years in prison. Does the sentence fit the crime? Lawyer extraordinaire, in-house counsel Jeff O'Brien?
I think so. I hear he cried at his sentencing hearing, too. That was fun to see.
I hope so. I hope he cries every night in jail.
Put him in the general population.
Avenatti was convicted in February 2020 upon a jury trial finding him guilty on counts of extortion, transmission of interstate communications with intent to extort, and wire fraud. So 2.5 years in prison for the creepy porn lawyer. And I bring this up only so that we can remind everybody of how the media treated Michael Avenatti.
Oh, yeah.
Worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
Don Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say.
I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys
are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he,
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
Creepy porn lawyer. He's the creepy porn lawyer.
Continue to use that.
Well, it's, Jeff, you are our resident lawyer.
Yeah, I'm not a creepy porn lawyer, though.
Damn, Sam.
I wasn't calling him a creepy porn lawyer. I'm just saying there might be an opportunity.
That's our guest.
I'm just saying it's an open place in
although,
the world.
He probably knows one. I mean, let's be honest.
Probably do,
he probably knows a creepy porn lawyer.
That's where I was going
with
that.
No comment.
That was a good montage there. I mean, I think we're missing the boat on classifying Trump derangement syndrome as a legitimate mental illness and treating those that suffer from it. My God, that was horrible.
They were just drooling.
The
Trump derangement syndrome.
And what's funny about it is like the qualities that they liked about Michael Avenatti were the same qualities that they said they detest in Trump. Right, mm-hmm. that he's brash and he's rude and he sends mean tweets and he picks fights with people and all these things. Right, they hated that about him, but they loved Michael Avenatti only because he was doing those things to the guy they hated.
Well, they used to love Trump when he was a Democrat.
They
and giving
loved
to all their
Trump.
Causes.
Yeah, they loved Trump basically until he beat Hillary.
Yeah,
it really wasn't until he beat Hillary. Even leading up to the election, people forget how much Trump was just on every single show.
They promoted him to be the nominee.
He's a ratings draw. He always has been a ratings draw.
You know, I wonder what it's like for these people to wake up in the morning, to go through the entire day, and to go to bed at night with no intellectual honesty. How do you live your life like this? Honestly.
I'm sure they sleep very easily. Because, you know, and they just don't think that much.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
they probably sleep very peacefully.
They can't trouble their pretty little minds with things like intellectual consistency and honesty. All right, we got a few minutes left here. We're going to take a quick break a little bit early, make sure we have plenty of time for the Friday news quiz. You've got about 4 to 5 minutes to go ahead and make your picks in as to who you think might win. Eric Lucero making his debut. What's your confidence level on the Friday news?
Well, because I've been detached this week by design to get away from the news and take a mental break, I don't have a high confidence, but we'll see.
Jeff, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you think people should be picking you to win?
Let's see. In my free time this week, I could have caught up on news stories, but instead I watched a 4-hour Kiss documentary on A&E. So I'm not really a strong bet.
You guys are really selling it.
This is why you're a lawyer, though. I mean, you're a smart guy. You are a smart, smart man. Sam, you are the clear favorite in the picks so far.
Well, now I just kind of feel bad about it.
No, you don't. All right, we will play the Friday news quiz coming up.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, is there a way to make payday faster? And good news, everyone. Now, if your direct deposit is set up at Huntington, we'll make your paycheck available to you up to 2 days early and with no added cost to you. If you're wondering, why would a bank do that? We get it. But for us, it's about looking out for people. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/early pay.
I'm next. All right, here we are, the final segment of the Friday edition of Justice and Drew. John is on vacation. He will be back on Monday. But it is time to play this week's Friday news quiz. Your contestants are the lovely, talented, radiant Samantha Sansevier.
Wait, does that mean I get a point?
No, that was a mistake. I clicked the wrong button. I just meant to do the applause.
No, that means the give. That's the give a point button.
I know. It was an accident, though. You do not get a point for me clicking the wrong button. You have to earn points, Sam.
You're so mean to me.
You have to earn them. You don't just get them given to you. All right, it looks like we're having a headphone travesty over there. Do you require my assistance, or no, is it all worked
good.
Out?
We're good.
I leaned back a little too far and came unplugged.
Oh, no.
It happens.
I used that engineering degree for about the fifth time in my life.
Lawyer extraordinaire, in-house counsel Jeff O'Brien, and State Representative Eric Lucero. Eric, you haven't played before. We'll give you a quick rundown. Three rounds in the Friday News Quiz. First round is the audio round. We'll play an audio clip for each one of you. You'll have about 6-7 seconds to identify who is speaking. Provide any relevant context. Points will be awarded for both. If you cannot answer, you can buzz in with your name, and those points can be stolen. Same rules for the parody round. We've got three parody song snippets. If you can identify which story of that we covered in the course of this last week is being referenced in these parody songs, you will win a point. And then the headline round, we will read headlines. There will be blanks in those headlines. You fill in those blanks, you get points. Very
you
simple.
Have to call out, that last, you have to call out your name first, and then fill in the blank.
Buzz in with your name in the third round. So the first round being the audio round, we will go in order. Sam will be first. Jeff, you'll be second. Eric, you'll be third. Audio clip number one. Sam, who's talking?
I don't know.
And what are they talking about?
Our work is going to continue person by person, community by community.
That's Jen Psaki talking about going door to door knocking.
That's true.
To get people to get their vaccine.
Yes, she called them, what did she call them? She called them like hit squads or something like that. She called them strike force teams.
Did she really?
We've got strike force teams heading in communities. We're going to go door to door, community by community. Like, damn.
I didn't hear the strike force team part.
Yeah, she called them a strike force team.
That's terrifying.
And it's not good.
That's not going to end well.
No.
That's going to go poorly.
Wow.
Jeff O'Brien, audio clip number two.
It is the continued implied threat that if a commissioner does something that they don't like, that they could be removed at any minute.
That sounds like Senator Susan Kent complaining about the MPCA commissioner being forced out.
Yep, exactly. And that's completely... that's a complete mischaracterization of this. This is not just like, you know, the commissioner does something or so the Senate doesn't like. First of all, it takes a vote, a majority vote. So it's like a lot of senators have to agree to do this. It's not a monolith, despite what some people think.
When a commissioner tries to do by administrative rule,
yes,
something without the legislature's consent, something that the legislature already said no to, you only have one option.
It is the circumventing of the legislature.
Exactly.
That is the problem. Yep. Representative Eric Lucero, audio clip number three. Who is speaking and what are they talking about?
It's my opinion that we do a lot of important stuff around here, some not so important, others very important, but there is absolutely nothing more important than safeguarding the liberty of the people we are charged to represent.
I have no idea.
Sam? That is Representative Keith Ellison actually speaking in, I think, 2005?
Oh, you know, speaking of Keith Ellison, there was a Zoom meeting in one of the committees several months ago, and he must have been at home, and in the background you could see the ceiling fan and the dust, the dirt. It was just disgusting. I got a screenshot of that, by the way.
You could see it over Zoom?
Oh, yeah. No, it was disgusting.
How filthy did it have to be?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So you got to take out the garbage, right?
Ew.
Yeah, that was Keith Ellison when he was a state representative in the Minnesota House, arguing against emergency powers authorizations for the governor and talking about how they need to be reformed and the legislature needed to be more involved. Mm-hmm. Complete hypocrisy.
Ironically, there would have been a Republican governor at the time, too.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Funny how things change and how his tune has changed.
That's so odd. Sam, audio clip number four. This one's for you. Who's talking here?
Yeah, three rules. One, no crying, no matter what. Two, no snitching. And three, revenge.
So that was a teacher who was speaking on a Zoom call, and she was talking about critical race theory. I can't remember what her name was.
We didn't have
or
her
what
name.
School she was.
Yeah,
from.
That we didn't have her name. It was the high school teacher though that we covered earlier in the week. So you'll get 1 point for that.
Thank you,
Jeff O'Brien. Audio clip number five.
I have always opposed these efforts to defund and/or abolish the police.
That would be Mayor Jacob Frey.
That would be correct. Saying he supports Chief Arredondo, and was specifically talking about the lawsuit that came down from the residents earlier. We covered this earlier in the week from the residents in the north side where the judge said, the city, you guys are actually supposed to live up to the city charter. Like, you know, it's there for a reason and you're supposed to abide by it. So start hiring some cops pretty quickly.
What are they going to do if nobody applies? I mean, who would want to take that job right now?
That's the real question. How do you get recruits when nobody wants to work for the Minneapolis
Police Come get shot at or maybe get 20 years in prison for something.
Final audio clip, Eric Lucero, who's speaking here.
Yesterday, I learned that, and this is going to come out soon, that the NSA leaked the contents of my email to journalists in an effort to discredit me. I know because I got a call from one of them saying, oh, this is what your email was about.
Tucker Carlson.
This is a big story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a big story, and I feel bad. We're going to have to spend some time on it next week, because I've had it in the prep, and I never got around to it. Other things ended up taking over, so we'll spend some time on it next week. But basically, the NSA has been spying on Tucker Carlson, has been releasing his contents of his emails, contents of his text messages to other media in an attempt to discredit him and get him fired.
Mm-hmm. What people need to understand, and the very scary part, is that government is even in the position to be a man in the middle to intercept email and text. Incredibly scary.
Yep.
I can tell you, I was talking with a lawyer from New Zealand, and was talking about dealing with a business, because a lot of lawyers in New Zealand and Australia do work in China, and doing a deal where the Chinese government was monitoring. You're having privileged emails, and the Chinese government can spy on them and know all the discussions. Well, we've reached that point here.
Sam in the lead with 4 points. Jeff O'Brien, 3 points. Eric, 1 point so far, but plenty of points still to be had as we head into the parody song round. 3 parody song snippets. If you tell us what story is being referenced, you will be awarded a point. Sam?
Yes?
Parody number one.
But if I'm a dude and take estrogen, for one whole year I can compete on the women's team. Makes sense to me.
This is about Sha'Carri Richardson being booted out of the Olympics for using marijuana. That's but, true. You know, if you're a transgender individual, can compete as whatever gender you identify as.
Jeff, parody song number two.
Uptown Fair, not gonna happen cause folks are too scared. Maybe next year we can have some fun. But for now, there's too many thugs with guns.
This is truly a heartbreaking story. This is a legendary event. The Uptown Art Festival being canceled this year due to safety concerns.
Yeah, second year in a row. Last year, obviously, was pandemic related. This year, it's like,
don't want to get shot.
No, it's too dangerous.
I can remember as a kid going down there with my parents. This is really embarrassing for the city of Minneapolis.
Oh, it's thriving and vibrant, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
Thriving, vibrant, world class city. Eric Lucero, parody song number three.
Take this job and shove it. You can't fire me because I quit.
That's it. That's all you get.
It was the MPC commissioner.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm forgetting her name offhand, but yes.
Laura Bishop.
There we go.
Laura Bishop is she quit before she could get fired by the Senate. Good for her. Good for us. Good for everybody. All right, final round. Sam, you have 5 points. That's Jeff, you have 4 points. Eric, you have 2 points. This game is won and lost every week, though, in the headline round. As soon as you think you might know what fills in the blank, buzz in with your name, and you will be awarded a point if you guess correctly. You ready to go? Headline number one. At least 118 people were blank in Chicago and New York over the...
Shot.
Shot, yes. That number went up since I wrote that headline. Headline number two, 3 points available in this headline. Dismayed over lack of blank, activists vow to blank in front of blank.
Jeff. Lack of action on police reform, activists vowed to protest at legislators' homes.
All correct. That is 3 points jumping out to a significant lead with that one. Headline number three, blank mulls 2022 run for Minnesota governor.
Jeff, Paul Gazelka, Senate Majority Leader.
Jeff is just on a tear. Headline number four, ESPN takes blank off the air after leaked comments.
Ooh.
This is a good story.
Oh, I know the story.
I remember reading the story, but I don't remember the details now.
ESPN takes blank off the air after leaked comments.
I don't even remember the story.
Rachel Nichols.
Yes.
Rachel Nichols leaked comments basically saying, you know, I support the idea of getting more diversity and getting, you know, people of color up here and doing these jobs. Just don't take my job.
Right.
Which I don't know why ESPN's upset by that. That basically represents every woke person out there. Like, no, it's a great idea for more, you know, people of color, but not my, don't exactly. take my spot. Yeah, so I don't know why she's being punished for that. She's just saying out loud what they're all thinking. Headline number 5, Minnesota halts blank over student debt.
Oh, Jeff.
Sorry. You don't get a point just for saying your name.
bullying over student bullying over student debt or shaming over student debt.
School lunch shaming.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't know it was that rampant a problem that it required legislation.
Nor did I.
Apparently, you know, what do I know? Headline number 6, Trump sues blank and blank.
Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
There you go.
That's three points.
Because those are all the people he sued. That is correct. Sam with 8 points. Jeff with 10 points. Eric, got to buzz in, man. Can't get points if you don't buzz in.
Well, you know, again, there's something just relaxing about being detached.
He's the real winner here, to be quite honest.
That's true. He's won my respect, that's for sure. Headline number 7, Minnesota resorts facing severe blank.
Sam? I don't know, lack of business?
Well, yes, but that's not what we're looking for. Minnesota resorts facing severe blank.
Jeff, recession?
You want to take a guess, Eric?
Oh, get it, Eric.
Get it. Downturn.
Labor shortage.
Oh.
Labor shortage. Having a hard time, like every place else, basically.
Yeah. When the private sector is having to compete with government with paying people.
Yeah. You're going to lose every time.
Exactly.
Headline number 8, president of blank assassinated.
Jeff, Haiti.
Yeah. Assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
In his home.
Ew.
Crazy story. Headline number 9, blank will take place without spectators.
Jeff, the 2021 Summer Olympics.
Well, that would be the 2020 Summer
Olympics. Yeah,
well. Well, I won't be spectating. I haven't spectated the Olympics in many years.
For the first time in my life, I'm actually kind of excited about the Olympics.
I don't think I've been excited about the Summer Olympics since the Dream Team in 92.
Gable Stevenson would be the short answer as to why. But I don't know. It's just something about it this year. I'm really interested. I'm curious.
I'm curious about, well, skateboarding is an Olympic sport this year. And I'm interested only because I have a sports card of some dude that keeps going up in value because of this. So go.
Nice.
Let's get a gold medal out of him.
I want to see University of Minnesota Golden Gopher heavyweight wrestler Gable Stevenson bring home a gold medal. Love that guy. He's awesome. Headline number 10, blank wins New York mayoral primary.
Jeff. What's the guy's name? Is Adams.
That is correct. Jeff's running away with this. Headline number 11. What's wrong with you? What are you doing in there?
Today. I was up late for a parade. Get off my back.
Yeah, right. Headline number 11, Minnesota DNR calls off blank this year. Minnesota DNR calls off blank this year.
Sam, the wolf hunting season.
That is correct. The wolf hunt will not be happening this year. And final headline number 12, celebrities pen letter urging Biden to cancel blank project.
Jeff,
relevant to Minnesota.
Line 3.
There you go.
Jeffrey.
14 points is the final score. Jeff, congratulations. You are this week's winner.
Oh, you are the champion. You are the champion. The other two are losers. But you are the champion.
I've said it before,
but like Jeff kind of intimidates me a little bit in the news quiz. I don't know why. Like before we even start.
He's very smart.
Well, he's just very, like, I don't know.
He's smart. He's handsome.
Smart guy, yeah.
I think he's got a law degree.
It feels rude to say my name before him.
You know, that's something to remember for listeners when they're making
well, I guess the third time's a charm, because I remember the first time I got like I got smoked in the last round.
Yeah.
Then last time I just got smoked, period. So you need to figure out the game a few times, I guess.
That's one thing I've noticed is you got to play a few times before you finally you get a feel for it. Mm-hmm. First time players usually don't do too well, as evidenced by our roundtable debut, Eric Lucero here.
Hey, at least you got 2 points.
Yeah, well, exactly. Don't go home tail between my legs.
He escaped with his dignity, though.
But now we enter the portion of the program where we got to find out if Sam learned anything today. Sam, what'd you learn?
Well, around 6:40 this morning, I learned that the Minnesota COVID-19 incentives were a big flop. Nobody was interested in them. After 7 a.m., I learned all about State Representative John Thompson being ticketed for suspended driving privileges. And I tell you what, every single detail and layer of that story was hilarious.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
It was a great way to spend a Friday.
After 8 o'clock, I learned a little bit more about what Hunter Biden's been up to. And then around 7:30, we talked to Tom Emmer. So if you missed any of those conversations and want to catch up on the show, just find our podcast on the iHeartRadio app by searching for Justice and Drew.
Always try to leave a little bit of time here at the end of the program and the roundtable to give any relevant plugs. Eric, anything you want to plug, you want to promote, you want to publicize while I get the hiccups over here?
I just hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
It has been very hot, and now's the time to enjoy Minnesota. And I encourage everybody to join me in detaching and enjoying Minnesota now that we are mask-free.
The summertime is it's just a wonderful time to be in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
It's just so great. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Jeff O'Brien, anything you want to plug, promote before if somebody wants to hire the lawyer extraordinaire?
You can find me at chestnutcambrone.com or jeffreyobrien.today.
Yeah, he's the Twin Cities premier lawyer.
I would like to plug a couple things. I'd like to plug Advisory Partners. What Sam Learned is brought to you by Advisory Partners. You can learn more about how they can help you maximize value when selling your business at advisorypartners.com. I'd also like to plug the rodeos I'll be at this weekend as Miss Rodeo Minnesota.
Yeah, tonight. The queen of all rodeos.
That's right.
Your reign has been, I gotta be honest, a little bit of a disappointment so far.
Well,
you have not annexed a single rodeo into Minnesota.
Well, I am very happy to tell you that hopefully this weekend will make up for it, because it's very busy. I'll be at the Isanti Rodeo tonight, the Hamel Rodeo tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, and the Hamel Rodeo on Sunday evening.
Don't break any bones.
Yeah. I'm going to try not to.
Everybody show up, bend the knee to your true and one and only rodeo queen.
That's right.
Even though she hasn't annexed any rodeos into Minnesota yet.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how these things work. So.
It's not how it works at all.
Okay.
I'm there to promote all rodeo. So come and say hi. It's a lot of fun. I was at the Isanti Parade last night and had a lot of listeners saying hello, and that was really fun. So do it again.
Have a great weekend, everybody. It's going to be beautiful. John will be back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday, 6 to 9. Have a great day.
Take care.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, is it possible to lend money at 0% interest? And it totally is. Introducing Standby Cash. When you need extra cash, you can qualify for between $100 and $1,000 at Huntington. And it's free when you autopay us back across 3 months. Why would a bank do that? Just to look out for people. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Without automatic payments, 12% APR. Eligibility requirements apply. Amount available is based on customer eligibility. Learn more at Huntington.com/standbycash.